This website is about an intellectual revolution, enabling us to solve many pressing problems which appear to be insoluble today. For example, persistent poverty. 50%, half of the world lives on under $5.50 per day, and that's for everything. Food, accommodation, travel, dentistry. Then there's global warming and the destruction of plants, animals, and insects, which are the crucial pollinators. And there's the depletion of resources, for example, metals. And of course, there's much more. Well, let's start where it all begins by looking out of the window at the sun. And over the course of the day, we see the sun appearing to go around the earth. That is why everybody, yes, everybody, used to assume that the earth is at the center of the universe. Now, this assumption had a huge consequence because it enabled the rulers to claim that they had been appointed by God. And so anybody who thought differently was an agent of Satan or the devil. But astronomers like Copernicus and Galileo were meticulously examining the planets and were seeing their fast-slow and forward-back movements, as well as the light-dark changes in their illumination. Then, by closely examining the facts, they realize that an opposite interpretation is true. That's to say, in reality, the Earth spins around the Sun. And so the Earth is not the center of the universe. This change in interpretation and understanding is called the Copernican Revolution, and it has had huge consequences, including allowing the rise of democracy, that's to say, the vote, and ensuring the development of modern astronomy and modern rocketry. Now consider the Darwinian Revolution. By examining the facts, Charles Darwin established that the Earth, its plants and creatures, did not come into existence a few thousand years ago, as people used to assume, but rather had evolved over millions and millions of years. In short, Darwin established a complete opposite. And so did Alfred Wegener, who showed that the Earth does not have a solid outer layer with ruptures, but instead has a surface consisting of moving tectonic plates. We are grateful to him for explaining earthquakes, volcanoes, and tsunami. But then there's Barbara McClintock, who showed that genes can jump, that's to say, change position. For years, she was scorned for her revolutionary thinking, and scorned the more because she was a woman. And Cecilia Payne was scorned, as was James Lovelock of Gaia fame and Louis Pasteur. All were scorned because they were accurately observing the facts and realizing that an opposite interpretation is true. Yet in all cases, it was to be many years before anybody else could be persuaded to understand the new interpretation. And that is why this website is so important. Let me summarize. This website simply says that over time, because of new circumstances and new technology, reality changes. However, human understanding of the reality does not change and remains static. But why? The stasis happens because the old understanding has become locked into the institutions, laws, and practices of society with many vested interests, particularly those of the elite, determined to maintain the status quo. As a result, there is a huge disconnection between reality, which has changed, and the static societal understanding of reality, which has not changed. Finally, please remember this. Whereas Copernicus and Galileo were really dealing with only one false assumption, which they reversed to establish the truth, the universal paradigm deals with 59 false assumptions about reality and reverses them all so as to establish the truth. I'm sure you will enjoy the website.